This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know those calls you get that look like they're local, but when you answer them, even as you're thinking you really shouldn't be, you find out they're actually just a recorded message from somebody claiming to be the Internal Revenue Service or your credit card company or something? Well, there's hope. Big phone companies, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, and AT&T by name, and the attorneys general of all 50 states and Washington, D.C., have come to an agreement to try to stop the calls before they get to consumers and figure out where they're coming from. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at what's in that deal and, perhaps more important, what's not.
The companies are promising to provide customers with free call blocking technology and investigate and trace illegal calls, specifically spam and fraudulent ones. Maureen Mahoney is a policy analyst at Consumer Reports.
Consumers lost an estimated $10.5 billion to phone scams in a recent 12-month period alone. But at the same time, not all unwanted robocalls are coming from scammers.
They're also coming from telemarketers trying to sell you stuff, and this agreement doesn't apply to those calls. She also notes that this pact doesn't include a deadline and is voluntary. It is yet to be signed by smaller companies, which are the source of most of those problem calls. Raymond Tu teaches cybersecurity and computer science at the University of Maryland.
Between these big companies, they're going to help to implement these caller ID authentication technology. So it might force these telephone scammers to use other companies to conduct a scam.
But the problem is, why isn't the government requiring everybody to participate?
Margot Saunders is senior counsel at the National Consumer Law Center. She says this agreement should be thought of as a first step.
This effort is very useful and very helpful to push some of the scammers out of the picture, but it won't solve the robocall problem.
Several major carriers have already adopted their own systems designed to fight caller ID spoofing, and there are bills in Congress aimed at putting robocall regulation into law by next year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.